Hi, this is Alonzo. I want to welcome you to episode 201 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Well, last week was Thanksgiving. It was a happy Thanksgiving. It lasted for one day until they ruined my Thanksgiving. Beautiful Thursday. Then Friday morning, I find out Tiger Woods was playing golf with Donald Trump. Now, up until Friday, I had been a huge Tiger Woods fan. I love Tiger. I know Tiger screwed up with the cheating on his wife and with the drunk driving arrest. But, you know, I loved him. I thought he's the greatest golfer in my generation, in my time. Arguably the greatest golfer of all time. But we know Jack Nicklaus had four more majors, et cetera, et cetera. Tiger changed golf. Tiger made golf cool. Tiger brought literally billions of dollars to golf. And if you remember, in the early 2000s, if Tiger was playing on Sunday, we were watching. You weren't watching football. You weren't watching baseball. You weren't watching basketball. If Tiger was in the lead on Sunday, we were watching the red shirt. So I loved Tiger. Then he decided to play golf with Donald Trump. Now, I'm done. That was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That was whatever you want to call it. Now, some people, I posted this on Facebook and they said, oh man, you can't give up on a guy just because he made a choice. Yeah, I can. I absolutely can. Because it's not just a choice. It's playing with Donald Trump. Anytime you involve yourself with Donald Trump, you are supporting Donald Trump. If you're Tiger, and I know Tiger's gone through the whole thing of I'm multicultural, I'm Asian, this and that. I agree with the Charles Barkley school. It says, Tiger, first time you swung that golf club professionally, you were black. Nobody ever thought of you as anything other than a black golfer. Just like nobody running around talking about Barack Obama, the biracial president. Okay? That's our first biracial president. You ain't never heard that. No. So, Tiger, listen, is Donald Trump a racist? Yeah. Now, some people, no, he's not. Okay. If you get the support of every racist organization in America, if not the world, I'm going to go with you being a racist. They kind of know their own. Okay. I'm not even going to explain it. I'm not even going to go deeper than that. You played golf with Donald Trump. What a moment Tiger had. See, this was a moment. He could have changed public view of him, support of him, because let me tell you something. The real hardcore right-wing racist, whatever, they're not going to suddenly love Tiger because he played golf with Donald Trump. To them, Tiger's a nigger golfer. He's that nigger who plays golf. Make no mistake. That is who he is. That is what he's referred to. Okay, you heard the jokes about him bringing fried chicken and watermelon to the Masters dinner and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so make no mistake. That's how they view him. But what Tiger could have done, what he had the chance to do was get back the love of so many fans who had turned their backs on him just by a simple gesture of saying no, I'm not playing golf with Donald Trump. Now, a friend of mine who's a golfer and a fan said that Tiger and just Dustin Johnson had already scheduled to play and Trump just jumped in because it was his golf course. Well, what the fuck are you doing playing at Trump's golf course, Tiger? You could play anywhere. People were happy to hear about you golfing again. I was happy to hear about you golfing again, but now it's done. So, yeah. That took one day, but oh, it was a nice Thanksgiving, you know. Are we fucked up? Am I fucked up? I don't know. You just can't. There's nothing that comes out of D.C. or the White House or any association with that's any good. I'm talking pie, okay? On Thanksgiving, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who lies about everything, posted that she baked a pie and she showed a picture of the pie, perfect pie on a white background. People didn't buy it. People were like, no, you didn't bake that pie. We want to see that pie. We want to see that pie on a table. We want to see that pie coming out of it. Like, hey, imagine your credibility is so bad. Your credibility, your honesty is so low that you merely said you baked a pie and people like, nope, I ain't buying it. You're lying. And then, of course, she couldn't produce the picture of her pie on the dinner table or anything else. Amazing. Do people trust this White House? Well, it absolutely depends which side you're on, okay? I'm reading this from the LA Times, which we all know is left-wing bias, right? But anyway, it says that a recent Washington Post news poll, 65% of Americans surveyed said they didn't think Trump was honest and trustworthy. 65% didn't think he was honest and trustworthy. And that figures up from 58% in April. But it's a very partisan divide. 76% of Republicans say they view Trump as trustworthy. 90% of Democrats say they did not view Trump as trustworthy. So it's probably the Democrats that ain't buying the pie. I lie about pie. Every year I go to Thanksgiving dinner, I bring a pie from a place called 4 and 20, and I say, yep, I made the pie, I just didn't have a pie box. So I went to 4 and 20, and people look at me like I'm crazy, they know I'm lying, and we eat pie. Good pie, baked by professionals. Sarah, I ain't buying that you made the pie. You lied about everything else. Why wouldn't you lie about pie? So here's my Thanksgiving. It starts out with lying about pie, which I can handle. Then Tiger ruins it by playing golf with Trump, which eliminates my golf fandom or any hope or whatever. And then Donald Trump, and it's so funny, they give him a simple job. All he had to do was honor the Native Americans who fought in various wars. That's all. That's all they asked. They said, just stand up there. You say thank you. You give them, you know, a plaque or whatever it is you do. And you move. But could he make it? Could he make it through this speech without doing some racist shit? And the answer is no. He had to throw in. He had to go ahead and call Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. Yeah, he actually did that. He actually stood in front of Native American veterans and called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. Jeez. Now, of course, Sarah Huckabee jumps up. Well, that's not racist. That's a real person. You called someone the name of a real person. How is that racist? That's not racist. The president would never say anything racist. This is why we don't believe you baked the fucking pie, okay? Then Eric Trump said, I can't believe that ABC, whose parent company is Disney, which made $500 million off the movie Pocahontas, is complaining about Pocahontas. Okay, stupid people, let me explain. Let me try to explain why it's racist. Because you're using the name of a real person of a certain ethnic group as an insult to a person who may or may not be in that ethnic group. Now, this is where it comes from. Elizabeth Warren long ago put on some application that she was part Native American. Never been proven. Who knows? Her family's from Oklahoma. Let's face it. They're banging some Native Americans in Oklahoma. So odds are she got some in her somewhere. But anyway, this is where the Pocahontas thing comes from. Now, Trump is using Pocahontas as an insult. And they're saying, no, he's just, it's a name. Okay, let me try to explain it to you fuckheads. Sorry, I got to start cursing so much. You Nimrods. I curse on stage. I try not to do it too much in a podcast. Say I use the name as an insult. Say I use the name Trump for every racist, small-minded, hateful idiot that comes down the path. Oh, there's a Trump. Oh, look at that idiot. He's a Trump. Look at that racist bastard. He's a Trump. Oh, look, who's leading the white supremacist march? It's a Trump. You see, Eric, then it becomes an insult. Of course, you don't understand it because you're a Trump, which proves my point. Couldn't make it through one. His handlers, they just must give up. That's why they always have the picture of somebody with their face doing the face palm, because they're like, one speech. He couldn't do one speech without throwing in an idiot racist comment. Well, that's our fearless leader. There is an election going on that we're all well aware of by now. Roy Moore versus Doug Jones for the vacant Senate seat vacated by Jeffrey Sessions in Alabama. And you think, well, if Sessions left, they should put in another racist because, you know, you gotta, you know, it's Alabama. So now, as we all know, Roy Moore dated a 14-year-old, but he said he had parents' permission, so that makes it all right. And alleged attacks against other women, hanging out at the mall, hanging out at high school football games, a man in his 30s chasing teenage girls. Okay. What's interesting is, and by interesting, I mean ridiculous, Donald Trump speaks out and says that Doug Jones, Roy Moore's opponent, is soft on crime. Now, forget about the fact that Doug Jones prosecuted the church bombers in Alabama, the old racist church bombers. He's actually prosecuted attempted child molesters for, and the irony is unbelievable, for attempting to date a 14-year-old. Yeah, there's a guy, David Suggs, who was caught in a sting trying to date a 14-year-old. The 14-year-old David Suggs went after, happened to be an FBI agent, so probably didn't have permission. But is that not a beautiful, I mean, almost perfect irony? On one side, you have a judge, avowed racist guy who thinks that our nation should be run by religion, and he's homophobic, and you name a prejudice, he's pretty much carrying it, except young girls. Man likes young girls. A man who dated a 14-year-old versus a man who prosecuted an attempted child molester trying to date a 14-year-old. Now, for most people, that's an easy choice, which way to vote. That is generally an easy choice, and you know what? In Alabama, it's an easy choice. Unfortunately, the easy choice seems to be Roy Moore, the guy who dated 14-year-olds. Why? Some bitch waved a gun at a campaign rally. Second Amendment and Jesus and NASCAR. Hey, what? So there we have it. Good luck, Alabama. And I hope I'm wrong. This is another one, man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they're past that, that they won't elect Roy Moore based on his views, whether it be on controlling women's rights or his homosexuals should be put in jail or whatever. He's got a lot in common with the Taliban. Him and the Taliban would get along okay. He likes the suppressing women's rights. He likes the arresting of gay people. He's very big on biblical law, which is just a Christian version of Sharia law. This guy, him and the Taliban would do all right. But of course, he hates Taliban because he's from America. Jeez. God bless us. So, yeah. So, is Doug Jones, this is the thing. If you're in Alabama, you're probably not listening to my podcast. But if you are, if you choose to vote for Roy Moore, that's okay. Just own it. Own it. Don't pretend that Doug Jones is a bad guy or anything. Just say this is my choice and own that choice. Man up. All right. We've got another issue coming up. This issue's come up before. It's confusing to a lot of people, and I'll admit I was one of those that I had to do some research and studying to figure out what's going on with this. And the issue is net neutrality, and the FCC is about to again vote on net neutrality. Now, the FCC chairman appointed by Trump, Ajit Pai, he wants to destroy net neutrality. Now, this is a guy who comes from Verizon, and there's a reason, you know, that the companies, AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, you name it, want to destroy net neutrality because then they can control your internet. They can speed it up. They can slow it down. They can block content or apps or websites that they don't like, that they don't think you should be using. And don't think that this doesn't or hasn't happened. Okay, don't think that this is like some kind of Big Brother conspiracy thing. This has happened. Okay, there were no net neutrality rules, and Pearl Jam did a show. AT&T censored their live stream because Eddie Vedder criticized then President George W. Bush. AT&T blocked usage of FaceTime because it was an Apple thing and they wanted you to use their own network version. Okay? They can also look at, well, we already know that anything you do on the internet, they're looking at. So suppose you do something pro Black Lives Matter and somebody over at Comcast just doesn't like it. Well, your internet may slow down or you may lose, you know, access to information or social media movements or whatever. Yeah, this is a definite possibility. And who would love this more than Donald Trump? Because there could be a way, backdoor, back channel, whatever, to limit your negative posts about him, negative info about him, your fake news, which is often the truth. Actually, it's a pretty good clue that it's true. You know, people say you can't trust Donald Trump. Well, if he says fake news, believe it. Then his trust numbers would go up. But I'm getting off topic. So last time this came up, 2015, massive millions protested against it and blah, blah, blah. And they shut it down and they kept net neutrality. The problem is, under this administration, do they really care about millions of people being upset? Or do they care about making five mega businesses happy? I'm going to go with mega businesses. Just saying. So we'll see. We'll see how this net neutrality thing plays out. Wouldn't it be ironic that if my little podcast got shut down, like you got slowed down, you ain't paying attention to him anymore, left wing some bitch. Wow. What would it do to something like the Young Turks? Would it affect the Young Turks? I think it might. I think some might not want you listening to the Young Turks, might not want you watching the Young Turks. So suddenly you're mysteriously, your streaming connection to the Young Turks could slow way down. Okay, you could go back to dial-up speed. And I know it sounds crazy, but why not? Why not? If the FCC, which is the regulatory agency in charge of all this, says, you don't have to be fair anymore. Remember when they said radio doesn't have to be fair anymore? We got right-wing talk radio. We got Fox News. So don't think it can't happen. It can happen, and it might happen. Guess we'll find out. Stay tuned, as they used to say. Look it up, kids. They really used to say that. Finally, since I started with an athlete who's not woke, I'm going to finish with an athlete that is woke. And I'm going to ask a favor. Would the Golden State Warriors stop being so cool, so woke, so smart, and so right? Okay? I'm trying to not like you, Warriors. I'm a Clipper fan, which, ain't going to be easy now that Blake's out for 2 months. But anyway, Kevin Durant, KD, former MVP, big name player to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder, go to Golden State Warriors and help build a super team, has spoken out. And basically what he says is he wonders how he'd be viewed in America if he weren't an NBA player. KD grew up in the hood outside of Washington, D.C., and he says in this article that he saw what happened to a lot of people around him. People got caught up in drugs. People got caught up in crime, black males. And he said, you know, you're growing up in a place with no education, no economy, no opportunity. So what do? You got to survive. You turn to the streets. That's what happens. This is what people do. He said that he was insulated and protected because he was an athlete. And when they saw him on the street, they knew he was going to the gym or coming from the gym, and they left him alone and they let him flourish and become who he is. Now, one thing he said that I don't really agree with is he says, you know, I just put a ball in a basket. And it's like, well, there's more to it than that. Kevin Durant's one of the best basketball players in the world, arguably one of the top two, which means he devoted his life to it. A lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work. He talks about it when he did his MVP speech. He talked about the work and sacrifice his mother put in. So it's not just He doesn't just, you know, throw a ball in a basket, but ultimately that's what he does. It's a brilliant form of entertainment. It's loved by millions worldwide. Probably billion people love basketball. So he gets paid a fortune to be who he is. But now he's woke enough to say, what if I didn't? What if I didn't play? How would I be treated? What problems would I have? And he said that Colin Kaepernick is part of what inspired this reflective thought, reflective time, which shows how much power athletes do have, how much influence they do have when they talk. People listen. So, you know, KD is woke, plain and simple. KD is caught, and he said that sometimes you get caught so caught up in your own life, you forget to look at the big picture. And we all do that. And he says, when you look at the big picture, when you look at what's going on in America right now with racism, et cetera, it doesn't seem like that big a deal that he switched teams. You know, when he switched teams, people were all over it, blah, blah, blah. It's the end of basketball. The end of life as we know it. The world will no longer rotate because he switched teams. And he's like, yeah, let's take a look at the big picture and ask ourselves, how important is that really? Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I was already a fan of KD, but now I'm more of a fan. I read an article in Rolling Stone about why he switched teams, and I totally understood it, and I got it, and I say good for him. And he's won a championship, and he'll probably win more. There'll be more coming down, and good for him. He works hard. He plays hard. He's actually a good guy. And this shows that he is a intelligent, well, he already knew he was intelligent, but this shows a social consciousness that he hadn't spoke out about before. Some athletes never speak out. Some speak out all the time. The extreme would be Kaepernick. Somewhere in between would be LeBron James. And then at the other end, we have Tiger Woods. Tiger, you disappoint me. KD, you're killing me. I can't say it. I'm not going to become a Warriors fan, but I won't be anti-Warriors. Can I do that? Can I just be neutral on the Warriors? You know, like we hoped the internet would be. I'll try that. Sorry, little background noise there. As you all know, I use my iPad when I'm doing my podcast, and sometimes these ads just pop up. They just pop up. Speaking of pop up, I'm doing a pop-up comedy show tonight. It's something in LA called pop-up comedy. So we're going to go to a restaurant and disturb people who are eating with a comedy show. Let's see how that works out. Anyway, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you tuned out over Thanksgiving. But now we're back and we're going to try to deal with real life. It's in the holidays. Let's be happy. Let's enjoy the holiday season. And the only reason I don't say Christmas is because it bugs those Christmas people. I love Christmas. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He said he loves Thanksgiving, not happy with Christmas. Commercialism, pressure to buy gifts, et cetera, et cetera. I still love Christmas. I love giving gifts. I love the spirit of giving. I love that people kick in more to charities and help out, you know, toy drives for kids and on and on and on. I love all of that. So I hope, God bless you. I hope you have a great Christmas, holiday season, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, Kwanzaa. Just have a great holiday season. Be nice to somebody. I've said this before. Just try it. Give it a shot. And listen, it's not going to be easy. All right? It ain't going to be easy for me because I'm flying. This weekend, I'm doing Wait, Don't Tell Me. But next weekend, I go to Denver. The following weekend, I go to Grand Rapids. So I'm going to be in the airports during the holidays. Stressful. But we can do it. We can do it. I hope this net neutrality thing, I hope once again, the net stays neutral. I don't know what's going to happen with Tiger Woods, but you got a long way to go, Tiger. Not that you care about my opinion, but I care. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you lying about that pie. You and I both know you ain't baked that pie. You did not bake that pie. The pie is a lie. I love you. Thank you. Who's paying attention? You guys are. And I appreciate it.